Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And look who it is. Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Andy.
Olympics. Let's start with men's hockey. Russia, gone. And I got to tell you something. Yeah, and the photo of Putin and Medvedev was awesome in the paper yesterday. It really was. U.S. still rolling along. They get past the Czechs. I guess tomorrow's a big game.
Yeah, it's a huge game. You know, rematch of that 2010 gold medal game that Sidney Crosby won in overtime. And, you know, I know one of the great stories in Olympic history almost happened with Latvia playing a great game against Canada. That would have been huge for the U.S. not to have to worry about Canada. But, hey, they do, and it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to see two different semifinals. You got the two best goalies maybe in hockey playing in the Sweden-Finland game. And then you might see a little more wide-open affair. Now that I've said that, it'll probably be 5-4 Sweden and 1-0 either U.S. or Canada. I think the semifinal matchup, you remember when we talked about the Super Bowl, how it's the two great matchups, and you were going to end up with a terrific final either way. We got the same thing here in that you got two great semifinals, and no matter which team wins which game, you're going to get an amazing final.
Yeah. I saw your column kind of, you know, talking about the psyche of Alex Ovechkin in light of what happened. What does this do for him from here on
out? That's a very good question, because he did not react well in 2010 after that flameout. And this was a much bigger deal. I mean, they were in his home country. It's the only Olympics he gets in Russia. He made it clear how much it meant to him. You remember when he said, you know, when there was still some debate whether the NHL would go, and he said, I'm going anyway. I mean, this meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
And I'm real curious. I'm going to stop by Caps practice at some point in the next couple days to see what he has to say. I'm real curious to see how he reacts. But as I mentioned, I'm not thinking it's going to be favorable.
Yeah. No gold for the U.S. women's bobsled team. That was sort of a disappointment.
Yeah, you know, they had such a great start. Elena Myers, the former softball player at George Washington, is on that team, and they were in front after three runs, and they saved the worst run for last, and they got beat by, think about this, 1/10 of a second.
Yeah.
Over four runs, the combined time, 1/10 of a second. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and a silver medal is, it's certainly nothing to sneer at. It's a great accomplishment, but my gosh, to be that close to gold has got to be disappointing.
Yeah. Overall medal count, U.S. leads with 23, but Norway and Germany have more gold medals. Is this kind of where we thought we'd be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Norway in the speed skating has swept darn near every event. I want to say 80% of their medals have come in speed skating, or maybe that's the Dutch. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
The point is, the U.S., you know, a lot of these sports aren't U.S. strongholds. You don't see a lot of biathlon and all that stuff going on here. So I think the U.S. is doing about as well as expected. Could cash in a couple more with the women's figure skating. You know, the men's hockey team is going to play for a medal. Even if they lose that game to Canada, they'll play for the bronze medal. So there's more medals to be had.
Yeah.
Hockey's playing for a gold today, so they're going to get a silver at middle.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's switch gears. NFL suspends Redskins tight end Fred Davis for substance abuse. This is, what, the second time, I guess.
It may be the third, and there's something we don't know, because Zach Boyer called me yesterday and said, something's wrong here. You don't go from a four-game to an indefinite. What happened? And we don't really know. Remember, he got suspended for four games the season before last. Or whatever it was, two seasons.
Yeah, you're right. That's
so
interesting.
Something's going on there that we don't entirely know. But, you know, as Zach said, former Red, he's a free agent. They had no intention of bringing him back. He's somebody else's problem now.
Yeah, I was going to say, this pretty much does him in as a Redskin.
But I don't understand how, and again, I don't understand substance abuse, so I should probably shut up. But when you have that much money at stake, how can you take that chance?
I know. It always baffles me. All right, Ray Rice of the Ravens knocked out his girlfriend in Atlantic City. No court date yet, but this could mean some time on the bench for him as well, right?
Well, it could mean some time in prison for him.
Yeah.
It would make it hard to play football.
Yeah,
it's just true. You just never know what these guys are going to get into. It's a little bit scary sometimes.
Yeah. Bryce Harper shows up at camp, ready to go, says the knee is 100%. You believe him?
I believe he believes that. I think we'll see over the next few weeks the wear and tear. I mean, they're going to take it easy on him, but they can only take it so easy. He has to get ready to play the season. So, but, you know, he had the surgery. He's done the rehab. I'm sure he's fine, but it bears watching.
Yeah. All right, and finally, Daytona 500 Sunday. Tonight, the Budweiser duels. Used to be the Twin 125s. Now, you worked in Richmond. Did you follow NASCAR there?
I've covered NASCAR for years and years. I've been to Daytona. I've covered those duels.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Not a real big fan, but the Daytona 500 always catches my attention.
Well, my plan Sunday is to turn on a hockey gold medal game in the morning and watch Team USA play Sweden or Finland, and then switch over and watch some race.
There you go. All right, Mike, have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Mike Harris, sports editor here at the Washington Times. All right, Emily Miller coming up next. Got a wonderful piece in today's Washington Times. You'll want to hear all about it. Stay here at 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.